I want to begin reviewing something I said yesterday to make it clear. The Ramban is of the opinion that I'm over on Bayrabai Motse, on my Chometz, on my Rishos. Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm over on my Chometz, but not on Chometz Shel Hefker. That is very clear. What he does about Rishus is not our immediate concern. We saw that many people say in Rashi that I'm over on Bayiro Bayimotze for somebody else's Chometz on my Rishus. And that is how Rashi says, Shechoato Roav Otro Shel Acherim. Acherim is Goyim, people who are not Mechoyiv in Bayro Bayamot. Now, what we have is as follows, that there's a famous Kasha that was asked against Rashi. The Gemara on Daf Mem Vov, Msochim, says that on Chala, Kate Mafishin Chala. So, Omer Reb Yoshua, Lo Zehu Achomet, Shemuzharim Allah Vabayra Bayamotze. Says Rashi. And that means, Truma, there's no Bayra Bayamotze. Chala, there's no Bayra Bayamotze. Aye, it's Chomet Shel Yisrael. The answer is, you see in Rashi himself. Rashi says that, why not? So he says as follows. The lav di dehu doesn't belong to him. Lach shekor alav shem, since he said it's chala. The krok siv shalchoy ataro. V'zeh einu shalchoy, lo shalchavei recho. That means, the akati lamot li akoin. So according to Rashi, if a Kohen had been Zoche in it, if it belonged to a Kohen, then the Yisrael who had the Chalvin's Rishus would be over by Rabbi Amatze. But that didn't happen yet. What didn't happen yet? The fact that at this point it's Momen HaShevet. Momen HaShevet means it belongs to the Shevet Kohuna. Not that any individual Kohen has any individual bilus in anything. And so therefore there's no Yisrael Mechuyev in Balirah Bayamotze who has a Bailam on it. And therefore it has no halacha whatsoever Balirah Bayamotze for the Yisrael who has this chala in his rishos. Now, with this in mind, we have the following question, that if you take a look in Tosus, Dav Hei Amid Beis, Shachoy HaToroa, Toroa Shel Acherim V'Shel Gavoa, Hiksha HaRav Yibakav Meor Lines. Yibakav Meor Lines asks the following kasha. Do Ochel O Matzuch Trey Kroi Nochmi V'Gavoa. D'michad L'cho Ma'amitin. That from one L'cho, we have the miut of both Akum and Shel Gavoa. Number two, he says, when in the case of Chala, Risoseichem, so we need two miutim. Question is, why? And the standard answer everyone gives is, there's no din of Lochem in Chala. The din is that there are certain rishuyos, certain ownerships that are pater from challah. If I bake your challah, your flour, and your dough, so it's chayiv in challah. Masha'enken, if I bake a gois or a hektishes, it's not chayiv in challah. So when I'm trying to say which rishuyos, which bailas is pater from challah, I have akum, I have hektish. But now, what are we trying to say? trying to say that I'm only chayiv and bayiro by a motze, according to Rashi, of chometz that belongs to someone who's chayiv himself and bayiro by a motze. So if I have a goy, if I have hektish's chometz, and they are not chayiv and bayiro by a motze, then if I have their chometz, I am not over and bayiro by a motze. And that's why Sheva Kohun is not a person. Only a person is chayiv in mitzvahs. And therefore, in Chala, there is no Bayiro Bayi Motzah. That's one way of saying it. If I say it this way, so then life is very, very simple. And if I have Chomet Shel Hefgir in my Rishus, I'm not going to be chayiv. But the Ramban has a machlokas tanoim about it, and he's mesupek about it. What is the Ramban suffik? The Ramban suffik is a very, very simple suffik. Chometz that belongs to someone who is not chayv by raw by a matzah, that I cannot make mine, I cannot just take it, so then I don't have a chayv by raw by a matzah. The Gemara has two milutim, one for Nochri, and Nochri, and the second for Nochri Shekibashto. What is the necessity for Nochri Shekibashto? Nochri Shekibashto is a Nochri whom I am in such a position, I can make him give it to me. So I have access to it. I can't take it, but I can make him give it to me. And the second, and that second Zeres, and I need a second Zeres Hakosov. But says the Ramban, this is the third thing. What about Hefker? Hefker, I don't need anyone's rishus. I can pick it up and make it myself and do it myself. And he says, therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, says Hefker, is your potter from why? There's no third Zeres HaKosef. Then he brings to a Machlokas Tanoim. What is the Machlokas Tanoim? Machlokas Tanoim is a very simple thing. What is the p'tur of Shalachayim Rishal Gavoa? Chayim Rishal Gavoa is, it has to belong to someone that is does not Chayim Bayirah by a matzah, and I cannot make it mine by taking it, then Hefker is Chayim. Or, it has to be mine, or belong to a Jew who's Chayim Bayirah by a matzah. And that is the Machlokes Tanoim. That's the first thing I'd like to clarify that I discussed yesterday. Now, there's something else that I discussed yesterday that was not may not have been 100% clear. And that is Rashi says Berek Habayis. Now, why does Rashi say Berek Habayis? That Rashi implies that if I have Lachmei Toda, and it's Kedushas Mizbeach, not Kedushas Berek HaBayis, I'm going to be Chayiv by Ra by Yamotze. So I said, this fits in with Rav Chaim's total understanding of what's the difference between Berek HaBayis and Kedushas Mizbeach. If you take a look in Chedushei Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, the first piece on Me'ilah, Rav Chaim says as follows. There are different reasons and bases for Kedusha. Kedusha's Berek HaBayis is Mama and Rabbi Chaim's Tlosh, is Mama and Hektish B'Kinyonim. They are the owners of Hektish. And the Din Me'ilah depends on Ish Kimo Ma'al Me'Kodesh Hashem. Kodesh Hashem means it belongs to Hektish. But, on the other hand, Kedusha's Mizbeach, he says, the Kedusha is because it's Omid L'Mitzvoso. Kedushas Chal, I say, Hare Behem Zu Ola, Hare Behem Zu Shlomim. So the Kedushas Chal, and if the Kedushas Chal, that means I can do nothing with it but bring it as a korban, an Ola, Shlomim, a Chatos, whatever that may be. Now, who does it belong to? So Reb Chaim did as follows. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama. Daf Samach Gimel, Samach Beis, Omid Beis, says Yochayev Kefo. You know, Yochayev Kefo, you steal a behema of Hektish. The Gemara says, why not? Kigno mi beis reyehu.
Yishalem Shnaim Lureyehu.
So Tosas here in Samar Gimel Amar Aleph says, Temelari, that later on it says we learn it out from Vaguna Mi Beis Ha'ish, two separate limudim. And Tosas says it's one limud.
So if you take, and
if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Geneva, Hagonev is Hagoy, or Shagonev Nichse Hegdish, and Mashalim la Karen Bilvad. Shenema Yeshalim Shnaim la Reyehu, Vilola Hegdish, Reyehu Vilola Goy. Pain Hagonev Kodshim Beis Ba'alehem, Ben Kodshim Kodshim, Ben Kodshim Kalim, Ben Kodshim Shein, Bain Chai Rum Berchrusim, Ben Kodshim Bain Chai, Haris Apotam and Arkevel, Tashlum Bidalav, Shenem Vaguna Mi Beis Ha'ish, Vilomi Beis Hegdish. So the Rambam says there are two separate Zerasakosas. One is for Berek Abayis, and one is for Kedushas Mizbech. Reb Chaim said, why? And that fit perfectly into what he said in Hilchas Me'ila. He said in Hilchas Me'ila that moment that there is a clear bailim in Berek Abayis. That's Hektish. So if I would steal from Berek Abayis, to whom would I pay? To whom would I pay kefil or dalad vehei? I would pay it to Berek Abayis. And the post says, Yishalem shnayim l'reyehu. I never pay it except to Reyehu. But a carbon, the Chavruch Chaim says, the financial owner of that is the Bailim. The Bailim have ownership and it's kadosh, and the Kedusha limits my bailis. My bailis can be exercised only for one purpose, for bringing it on the mizbech. But I own it. I own it. Reb Chaim wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara in Bava Kama that I involve on Aleph. Meikara tura deruvein vehashta tura deruvein. Taloch of dalet vehei. If I take an animal, and I steal it, and I sell it, I'm chayav dalet vehei. What happens if I'm maktish it as a korban? Maktish it as a korban. So I'm not. Why? The Gemara says, me'ikara turu deruven v'hashta turu deruven. Chaim says, that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. My grandfather, Zichron of Rocha, told Reb Chaim, wait one second. You can't say that just down from the Gemara. Maybe true in the Rambam, but you can't say it. Because according to Tosas, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, there's one limud, and that's why Tosas on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamas, says V'hashter Turu D'Ruvain has a different pshat. He says, what is V'hashter D'Ruvain? Even though financially it belongs to Hekdesh, but it's still Kaddish to be Nikrav Al Shem Ruvain. So Ruvain still has a connection for it. The Al Vehei is when Ruvain doesn't have any connection for it. My grandfather says, but how do I know it's true in the Rambam? If I take a look in Perek Vav, Hilchos Erech and Achromen, Halacha Ches. Hamakdish, Perek Vav, Erech and Achromen, Halacha Ches. Hamakdish Kodshem Mizbeach Leberek Habayis, Herehektish Chal Aleihem. I can be makdish kodshem mizbeach. I can take my ola shlomim, chatos, osham, whatever it is, and be makdish at the Berek Habayis. But I'm a makdish kodesh Berek Habayis the mizbeach. I do the opposite of Berek Habayis, and I makdish mizbeach. I not. Why not? Sheze ain't on a makdish dover shena shalom. Apparently, what do you see from here? The kodesh mizbeach are shalom. And my grandfather pointed out, Reb Chaim, Ram got it from a Gemara, and told us that's a different pshat in the Gemara. And Rashi L'chora agrees with that. That's why Rashi says, Shel Gavoy is Berek Habayis. Berek Habayis doesn't belong to me. That I hope I make clearer than it was last time. Now, we now go on to a different sugya. Sugya of Shamrim.
For some reason, we'll understand this a little deeper.
The Gemara says, what does Bal Yimot say? Mekabel pikdonos min anochri. I have a pikdon from a non-Jew in my reshus on Pesach. Let us read the Gemara. Why this should come under Lo Yimotze? I don't know yet. We'll see. I can have from a goy. Depends whether you have a chrayis on it or not. Says the Gemara. Ki hado amal hu rava le b'nei mechuzah. Rava told the b'nei mechuzah, bi'aru chamiru b'nei chayla mi bataych. What they used to do is they used to quarter. The government would have soldiers. Where would the soldiers stay? They stay in people's houses who would prepare them their food. Now, so they had food which belonged to goyish soldiers. And it was a pikadon. So, says, get rid of it before Pesach. Kevin, the ilu migna, the ilu misbid, b'shosaychu, if, because you're chai v'chrayis of gneva v'eda, v'isul l'shlume k'dil chong domi. It's as if it was yours. The otsur. Okay. The Gemara says like this. Let's stop here. You take a look in the Rosh. The Rosh says like this. Yeshomrim. Davki shomat socher, chayav b'gneva aveda. Shomach chinam lo, chinam elishtad, ilamignavu mizbid, chen kotsav ri. V'ahav kotsav, da'afilu shomach chinam na'an. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas is as follows. There's a very famous Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchas Chilus. Says like this. Shlosha dinim amurim betorah. There are three types of shomrim, the shomachinim, shomat socher, and shoah. En en ele b'metalim shal Yisrael v'shal hetyet. Shenema, kesef o kelim chol behema. And they have to be Yisrael, and it has to be hetyet. Mikan amru chachamim, o avodim v'hashtoros v'harkakos hekdesh, shomachinim shalameinu nishba, so that means, if I'm talking about chametz, that I have begun from a goy, achiyav achrayis, wait a second. There is no achiyav achrayis on begun of a goy. How did that happen? So we must be talking about a case of konu miyodo. Now, my grandfather, Zichron Levrocha, pointed out a very important thing. And he says it, and you can read it in Chiddush HaGram HaLevi. And the letter from Chaim says there's no question that it's absolutely true. That it's not that, the two ways I can interpret it. I'm not Chaim. Kabbalah's Kenyan, I say, but even though there's no Din Shomrim, but in case it gets lost, I'm taking an independent obligation. That can't be. First of all, independent obligation, certainly in the Rambam, is an asmachta. There is no general insurance issues here. In case it gets stolen or lost, someone picks up the bill. No. It only works midin shomrim. So that means, even though stam a shomer to a goy is not chai b'achrayas, I can be makabel shmir, and then it has all the dinei shomer. That's number one. So we're talking about a case of konu miyodo.
Number two, there's another issue happening here. Why does it say Yekabel Pikdonos Min Anochmi? Oh, and it doesn't say Yekabel Pikdonos Min Hektish. After Luchot says, well, Shechoat Torah, but Torah Shalachem Rishol Gavoa. So, the question is, Shal Gavoa. So then, Kabel Kenyan from Gavoa as well. Why Pikdonos Min Anochmi only? So my grandfather says it very simply. The Kabel Kenyan means that the Goy gives me a Keli, and I make a Kenyan of the Keli, I'm Mischayev myself. We pass in Kalev Shulkona. But Hektish can't give me a Keli, because I take a Keli Hektish, I'm a Moel. And therefore, we're only talking Pikdona Shalanoch. Okay. But now the Rambam has a very, very famous Rambam. Yiroyali. This whole thing that there's no chiyuv achrayus on avodim shtorim karkos doesn't apply to pshia, only applies to gneva aveda. He's medayge from the Mishnah, shamachin mana nishba, shamasochin mashalim. And Rashi happens to agree with him. But question is why? And the Rabbi jumps, a lot of Rishonim jump, well, what do you mean? The Hesper is a very straightforward Hesper. Hesper is there are two reasons I'm Chayev. A Shomer is Chayev in two separate things. Number one, he's Chayev to watch it and take care of it. That's number one. Number two, he takes responsibility. He takes responsibility that as a shomer chinum, or as a shomer socher, or as a shomer, whatever he may be, that if something happens to it, he'll pay under certain circumstances. Rambam says, when we talk about chiyuv achrayus, a shomer chinum has no chiyuv achrayus. Not at all. Shomachinim for pshia means I pay because I simply didn't do my job. It's not a chiyuv achrayus. When we talk about the ptur avodim shtorim v'karkos, we talk about chiyuv achrayus. But since I am a shomer on karka, and since I have to watch it, and I agreed that I watch it, and you gave it to me to watch, the fact that you relied on me to watch it, and I didn't watch it, and I'm chayiv, that means dinei shomer I'm chayiv for bitul my chiyuv shmira. That's not chiyuv achrayus. So the minimum chiyuv achrayus according to the Rambam is what? Shomer socher. And therefore, how did the Rambam learn the sugya here that when are you chiyuv achrayus and when are you chiyuv b'ayiro b'ayimotzei? You're chiyuv b'ayiro b'ayimotzei only in the case of Gneva Aveda. Because when the Gemara says he kibel achrayus, what a chrayas we talked about. Pshia, that's not a chrayas. That's simply I pay because I didn't do my job. I'm kain a mazik. I'm a mazik. Because if I took my responsibility to do a job and I didn't do a job and I messed up on the job, so I'm a mazik. Chiyuv achrayas begins with Neva Aveda. So I need the minimum chiyuv achrayas, and the minimum chiyuv achrayas that exists is Neva Aveda. So says, okay. Now, that is one mahalach. That's but the Ri didn't agree with the Rambam Poshi Amasik. So why is the Ri saying what he did here? The answer is as follows. There's a halacha of Mashka. And we have a halacha of Balchov Kona Mashka. Halacha Balchov Kona Mashkin that is as follows. I lend you $1,000. And you give me something as a mashkin that I am now going to keep to make sure you pay. Because of that,
Because of that, what happens if something happens to the object? Now, b'chov konamash means I get kinyonim and your chayfetz kinyonish shibude mashkin. Now, we learn kedushin, we learn a lot of mesechtas. If I say want to transfer those shibudim to someone else, I can transfer those to him. That's halacha b'chov konamash. And if he has the mashkin, then he can collect the chov. I give him a kaddish and ish with a mashkin, because b'chov kon a mashkin. So kinyone mashkin, we say b'chov kon a mashkin. Shenamo luchot tia tzedaka, and a kon a mashkin tzedaka minay. Now, because of that, here you have a major machokas. We showed him what are the chiyuvei achrayes, and here. The Rambam holds chiyuvei achrayis v'mashkin nevaveda. The Rian Tosfos holds chiyuvei achrayis avad nevaveda. But the whole group of Rishonim who hold chiyuvei achrayis v'mashkin are what? Are onsen. Once it's onsen, so what do they say? It's not considered yours. The halacha b'chol, unless you have full chiyuv achrayis. No matter what happens, if it gets lost, full chiyuv achrayis. And they say, in our situation, in order to be chayef by Rabbi Yamata, I need full and complete chiyuv achrayis, the maximum. So some say it's the maximum. The Rosh quotes the Bahagan saying it's the minimum. The Rambam says the minimum chiyuv achrayis is what? Is gneva aveda, because she is not a chiyuv achrayis. The Ri says, interesting, he disagrees with the Rambam, but says, wait a second. Halacha of Balchov kon amashkin is gneva aveda. So therefore, that's good enough for by Rabbi Amasa. Now, we'll get into this Rosh in a much deeper sense. But first, let's continue with the Gemara. Gemara gets on, because we have to understand why a Shomer, Mekabel Pekdonis Menoche, comes in Lo Yimotze. So the Gemara says like this. What is this machlokas? And Rashi says here, Reb Shimon kama baba kama. What does that mean? I already told you that if I steal a korban, I'm potter from kefil. So that's the first mission in the seventh parak. If you take a look here in baba kama. On. Davayin Dalar Medbeis. This is a Mishnah. Reb Shimon Omer Kodshim Chai Berchus and Mishan Tashlam Dalar Vehei. Shein Chai Berchus and Potter. Depends what sort of carbon. I have a Chiyuv Achrayis, I don't have a Chiyuv Achrayis. The Gemara says, what is a Machokas? That according to Reb Shimon, Dova Hagorim L'Momon K'Momon Dami. The fact that something gets lost, I have to replace it. So that makes it as if it's mine. Dova Hagorim L'Momon K'Momon Dami. So the Gemara says, apparently, this whole issue of that a Shomer is Chayef by Rabbi Amotze, and something he has a Chiyuv Achrayis on, is dependent on Reb Shimon l'Chachamim. How we pass Reb Shimon l'Chachamim. So what does the Gemara say? Let's read the Gemara carefully, because here is going to be a big eye-opener.
Heni chlaman doma, dove gong long kamam dome. Laman doma laf kamam dome, ni maikul meymar. Shani hochadi oma logi motse. Logi motse.
Okay. So, what does that mean? So, there are some people who like to say that what it means is as follows.
That by Rabbi Yamotze override, Lo Yamotze overrides that even though normally we say Davar Goren Lomad Lav Kamam and Domi, but here we say Kamam and Domi. Could be. But if you take a look in the Oni Yontif and Osameach, ask a kasha. The kasha is very simple kasha. Yerushalmi. If I have lachmei tolda, remember lachmei tolda is the only korban that is chometz. Pasuk says chometz teofena. That's why erev Pesach in the morning, when you dive in shachris, you're not going to say mis melasota, because you can't bring a korban tolda erev Pesach. Now, it's lachmei tolda. What about lachmei tolda shechai b'achriyusa? As you're over by your law, you know, not over by your law. Because maybe you'll say shechayatur after or shalchem shagavah. The Gemara says that depends on dova hagorim l'mom and kamom and domi and not dova hagorim l'mom and kamom. How Rashi deal with that, Yerushalmi, is there going to be a problem? We'll see. But so wait one second. Is there a steer between the Babylon and the Yerushalmi? Not a steer between the Babylon and the Yerushalmi. They ask a simple question. That if I take a look at our Gemara says, Bali Rabbi Yamot says nothing to do with Dabar Garam Lamam and Kamamadam. But Yerushalmi says, in case of Lach Metoda does. So my grandfather, Zechron Levoch, said, wait one second. You cannot just equate all Chiyuvei Achrayas. There are different Chiyuvei Achrayas. One is a Chiyuvei Achrayas B'alma. This is an object. I take responsibility for object. If something does happen to the object, I'll pay for it. But he says it's different. A Shomer is a whole different ballgame. A Shomer has Kinyone Shmira. Now, this idea of Kinyone Shmira is a major idea that we're going to see has major ramifications. And what it means. If you take a look, Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. It says like this in the Gemara: Keder Shatikna Mashiach Belukuch, Shatikna Mashiach B'Shomer. Then, in order for me to be a Shomer, I have to do a Maisa Kinyan. You take a look. And the Tosis read here, or the Perish Shnayas in the Rambam. It says, why? Because in order to be Chayiv as a Shomer, I have to have Kinyone Shmira. Kinyone Shmira. Now, what does it mean, Kinyone Shmira? A Shomer is holding on to for the Bible. So here, the best way to understand what Kinyone Shmira is. This was an idea I heard, and then my grandfather, Reb Baruch Ber, in Simen Kof Hei, Gittin, says in the name of the Briskerov. What a Kinyan Shmira. Kinyan Shmira means, and I'll show you this Uriah for it. Let's say I have a pikadon, and you're the mafkid, and you want it back. So what do I do? If you show up at my door, give it back. I have to give it back. But if you send a shliach to take it back, I can say, love both from the diya. What do you mean? The owner wants it back. Give it back. The answer means, the din of a shomer is he has kinyonim. How do they express those kinyonim? Those kinyonim express themselves in that I have a right to keep it by me. I have an obligation to keep it by me. And only when the owner directly asks it back, do I give it back. So al pidin, the thing has to be with me. Those are kinyon ishmir. My kinyon amar, that it has to be with me. He says, so my grandfather said. Now we understand the whole Gemara. That, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says as follows. B'derech klal by Rabbi Amos, so it depends on kinyon. That's true. And if there's a chiyuv achrayas bi'alma, it depends on davar hagorim l'mamon, k'mamon domi, or lav k'mamon domi. But let's say I have kinyonim, and those kinyonim say there has to be with me, so then it's motsui etzli, and I am over on bayiro bayimotz. That is why we have this halacha of bayimotze. I don't own it, except for one thing, that it has to be with me. It has to be motsui etzli. I have a keen that it should be motsui etzli. Now this idea that there's such a thing as kinyon and shmira, we're going to see in a very detailed way as we get deeper into the Rosh. But if you take a look here in Rebarach Ber, in Simin Kof Hei in Gittin, it's Haloch of Ten Kisri, that if I tell someone, give this to somebody, I'm telling him, be zocher in it for him. Okay. That's the halacha of ten kisri. So if I have a get shichru, and I give it to somebody, and I tell him, give it to the eved, that says, if I am telling him ten kisri, be zocher for the eved in himself, but the din of zocher lo d'mishalot. That is the halacha of ten kisri. It's a Gemara from Daf Yud Aleph to Daf Yud Gimel in Gittin. Now, what's the halacha as follows? That you send the shliach to pick up a bigot. I have a right to tell him no. I have a right to give it to him. So if I tell him, give this ten hapikonaze to the mafkid, I don't have a chiyuv. It's ten kisri. Why is he zolcha? He's zolcha in the kinyon eshmira. Zolcha. Ten kisri. Ten kisri, according to the Rambam, applies to a pikotin. What do you see from that? Whoever the author of this, I remember my grandfather, Baruch Be'er has it in the name of the Briskarov, so whoever the author is, that is a dinkinion of a shomer. And if someone zocher for the mafkid, he takes away those kinyon and shmira from the shomer. Now we understand why there's no steer between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. We understand why Pikdonis min anochri is lo yimotze. It's not as a type of bilis that I'm chayavan. So, the kinyan is that it should be motsui etzli. If I have a kinyan that something has to be motsui etzli, so then it's yimotze. I'm over, not in Bayirah, L'chochametz, and that's what Rashi says. L'choyatarah, atarah shalachem rishal gavara. But here it's not a question of L'choh. And Echanami doesn't belong to me. It belongs to me for one thing and one thing only, that I have a kinyan that it's supposed to be with me. That's why there's no seer between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is talking about a chiv achrayas bi'alma. And that is totally in Reb Shimon al Chachamim, that a chiyuv achrayis gives you a full din bailus and not a full din bailus. That's one issue. And that's why the Gemara says, don't say it has to do with Bali Rabbi and Matze. It has to do with Dovah Gormel Mamet. Because here the Pasuk says, lo yimotze. That's exactly how my grandfather said, you have to learn the Gemara. Now, this is what we have in a very simple, straightforward way. Now we get into a little more difficult issues. We'll take a look now in the Rosh.
I'm not saying what we did until now wasn't difficult, but the Rosh gets a little more complicated. And here we're getting back to Masechta Ksubos and Perek HaKosef. Yesh min ha-goyim shomru, says the Rosh. Yisrael shirichim chemtzo eitzel nochri, o eitzel Yisrael chaveiro. A Jew who gave his chametz to a goy, or Yisrael chaveiro. Kipo ha-nifkar olav achrayis, ha-nifkar chay bebi'uro, v'lo ha-mafkin, afi shishalo, kevin she'eno birshuso. Okay, let's just take what, let's say a Yisrael, let's begin the easy case. A Yisrael has a pikadon for another Yisrael. What's he supposed to do with it? It says, Chai b'biuro. Does he say, Chai b'biuro b'yamatsina? What is it? When we were learning Hakose before we were at the last sugi, before we were abruptly interrupted by coronavirus, what did it say? I told you there's a machlokas between the ktsos on the one hand and the sivis on the other hand. And the Sivis lines up with the Shach. I know Reb Chaim agreed with the Shach and the Ksos. Is there a Chiv Hashava on a Pikadon, or there's no Chiv Hashava on a Pikadon? Comes along the Ksos, says, wait a second. Chiv Hashava depends. A Ganav has a Chiv Hashava. Why? Tzayne b'shusa. I took something from him. I was mafkiyed from your rishus. So I have a chiyav hashava. But when I am a shomer on a pikadon, I don't take it out of your rishus. I'm not mafkiyed from your rishus. V'haraya. If I steal something from a ganev, I don't pay kefal. I steal something from a shomer, I pay kefal. If I steal something, God. There are two people who can't be makdish. One, it's not the owner, it's not Bishusa. The Ganav can't, it's not his. So what is Chiyav Hashav of a Ganav? Chiyav Hashav of a Ganav is to bring it back to Rishusa. It's Chiyav Hashav of an Aveda. The moment we talked before, we went into the Ramban, an Aveda is Eino Rishusa. To bring it back to the Rishus Bailam. But since it began this in Rishus Bailam, what sort of a Chiyav Hashav is there? That's what the Ksos asks on the Shach. Now, let's take a step further. Step further is, we learned about Shibud de Reb Nosa. So, let's say, there's Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Levi is holding on to Pikadon for Shimon, and Shimon owes Reuven money. So, if Levi owed Shimon money, and Shimon owed Reuven money, Shibud de Reb Nosa says that Reuven can go and collect it straight from Levi. But what about if something else is true? That not that Levi owes Shimon, Levi don't want to be cotton for Shimon. Can do we apply Shibura to Reb Nosson that the Chiv Hashava of Levi to Shimon now jumps over to Reuven? So says the Nesivis and says the Shach, and here the Ktsos goes crazy. Says, of course, he can
Since there's a Chiyuv Hashava, Chiyuv Hashava combines the Chiyuv Tashlumim, so Chiyuv Hashava now goes straight to Ruvain. And because of that, let's say Shimon wants to be marked to the Pikadon for someone. He wants to be marked as the Pikadon. He can't do it because it's ain't a Bishusa. So says the Shach. So it goes crazy. What do you mean? There's no Chiyuv Hashava. It would be a Chiyuv Hashava in a Chanami. They should put it to Reb Nosson. But there is no Chiyuv Hashava. And there's no Shiva the Reb Nosson. The whole thing doesn't work. Now, where is this Ktos in the Sidus? Just if case you want to look it up. This was, I mentioned it extensively when we were learning Hakol Sefer. I was going to go into it in greater detail. For those of you who would like to see it in greater detail, I'll just tell you where it is. The Shach in Simen Peivov and Simen Reish Tzadik Beis and Simen Shimem, among other places, talks about Chiyuv Hashava. Okay. Shach in Simen Peivos, it's Peivov, Cotton Beis, says the name Agos Hashem Nemaz, and the Marshal, that if there's a Bikadon and the Chiyuv Hashava, they combine. The Ktos there, Simen Peivov, Sifkotin Dalit, and the Meshovev in Sifkotin Aleph says, discusses it. Okay. And then Simen Choshem Ishbot, Simen Peivov, Sifkotin Yud, that's the one we saw in Shir. And says, they talk the same. That's all the same language. So, what does it mean? It means like this. And here, I'll just sort of outline it, and maybe next year I'll try to make it exceedingly clear to you. A shomer makes a kinyan. On the one hand, those of you who are interested in going into it, in the sugya, dafayetes, amar aleph, bab kame, every kinyan means I take something away. Now, I'm being mafkiyat from your rishus. On the other hand, I'm holding on to it for you. Since I'm holding on to the object for you, it's in your rishus. But let's say the dine shomrim changed somehow. And I'm not holding on to it for you. I'm holding on to it for somebody else that's no longer in your rishus. The only reason a pikadon is in rishus bailim is because I'm holding on to it for the bailim. But if there's a chiyuv hashava combining with the shibud de Reb Nosson, so that means the shomer is holding on to it for the malve. Ooh, it's no longer in the rishus of the mafkid. And therefore, the mafkid can't be machnet to anybody. He can't be machtish to. No, can't do that. So says the Shach, the Nesivis, and Reb Chaim. Now, let's say I'm a Jew, and you're a Jew. And I give you my chametz as a pikadon. And what happens? Erev Pesach comes. So what is your chiyuv shmira? You have to act on my behalf. Sometimes acting on my behalf means you hold on to it for me. But sometimes acting on my behalf means you have to do the bir chametz for me. Oh, wait one second. So it means you're no longer holding on to it for me. Your chiyuv shmir tells you you're mechuyev and bi'chometz for me. So it's ain't a b'shusi. That's what the Gaonim say. Take a look carefully at what the Gaonim say. That the Rosh quotes. We'll come back to this in Mirtz Hashem B'li Neder next year.
והגאונים אומרים, יש מהגאונים שאומרו, ישראל שיפקי לכם צוי אצל נוחרי, we'll get back to נוחרי, או אצל ישראל חברו, וקיבל הנפקד עולה וחרייס, הנפקד חי בביעורו ולא המפקד, אף בשישלו כיוון שאינו בישוסו. והביאו ראיו ממחילת, and therefore, who's חייבן בעל ירוע בעי המוצא? Not the מפקד. והביאו ראיו ממחילת, תוני עוזר, בבתיכם לא מנעם ופישנעם, אבל בכל גבוך, שומע, אני כפשוטו. בבתיכם, מה בייסך בשוס רב גבוך או בשוס? לא צריכם צור של נוחי בשוס ישראל, שהוא בבייס אבו, ואין יוכל לברו. לא צריכם צור ישראל בשוס נוחי, שהוא שלו ואין בשוסו. והרב רבי יונה היה אומר לא עולם בשוס המפקיד חי וברו מן התורה. So
what did these gonim say? The gonim say a very simple cheshbon, that the moment the chiyuf of the shomer is not to give it back to me, so it's not bishus, I don't have bayi rabbi matzai. Now therefore, will the shomer have bayi rabbi matzai? That we're going to go through Mitz Hashem Bli Nether. The next year, we'll go through this Rosh a little more detail.